First Up continues here on TSN 1050. Aaron Korolnik and Carlo Koliakovo with you. Major League Baseball free agency is red hot right now. Some big, big tickets being handed out by many teams, including your Toronto Blue Jays, who yesterday agreed to terms on a five-year deal worth $110 million with Kevin Gausman. And our MLB insider, Steve Phillips, joins us now to discuss. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning. Good to be with you guys.
Great to have you as always, my man. So run us through the Kevin Gausman scouting report from the mind of Steve Phillips. What are the Jays getting, and what did you make of that acquisition?
So first, I think that he was plan B to Robbie Ray. And you think, well, geez, why did they sign him if Robbie Ray's still out there? Because, you know, if Gausman went away, you know, when you're a general manager, you have parallel negotiations going on for plans A, B, C, D, and E. And at some point, you have to make a decision on plan B if plan A is dragging on a little bit. And it seems like without Robbie Ray signing, and, you know, there didn't seem to be as many reports about the timing for him, I think they looked at it and said, we like Gausman just about as much as we like Robbie Ray. We like the deal. Relative, not a lot of money, 5 at $110 million, but it's less than what I thought he would get, Gausman. I thought he might get up to $120-125 million. That I think they decided, look, we don't want to lose out on plan A and B, and if B goes off the board and Robbie Ray ends up going somewhere else, then what do we do? So I think getting the deal done was the smart move, and he is a right-handed Robbie Ray in a lot of ways, in that he was a guy that had some struggles early on in his career.
And then, well, he played for Baltimore, so you can't blame him.
Right, and so he struggled. Then he went to Atlanta, and then he went to Cincinnati, and then he went to San Francisco. And in the short season in San Francisco, he started to figure out with the analytics department that they have there, and they do a great job there in San Francisco, that he can throw his fastball, and he scrapped the two-seam fastball and decided to go only four-seam fastballs in the top of the zone. So he can throw 96, 97, 98. Top of the zone as a right-hander. And then instead of the wipeout slider like Gausman, he actually scrapped his slider and he goes to the split and the changeup. And in Major League Baseball this year, there's only one pitcher that got more than 240 swings and misses on a single pitch. And it was Gausman who got 272 swings and misses on his split finger fastball.
Wow.
It is a really good pitch. He also throws a changeup that he throws down to the zone. It's similar to the split, but has a little different velocity, a little different break to it. And so it's an effective third pitch for him as well. I like him. He's a competitive guy, good teammate. He'll fit in well. And if not Robbie Ray, it's a real nice option for a guy who's figured out who he is with really good stuff. And so he should age well. He'll pitch at 31. He turns 31 in January. But I think that for the next 5 years, I think they got themselves a solid number two type starter overall.
Steve, are you convinced that this is the end to Robbie Ray, or is this just plan B, what you said? Because according to multiple reports, Robbie Ray is still not close to making his decision. He's obviously meeting with the Angels, who is, you know, I most people believe is his top suitor, but they have yet to meet. So with the Blue Jays getting to their own business, do you think they still have room to add a guy like Robbie Ray?
I think it's unlikely that they do it, but, you know, I think as much as anything, because, you know, at this stage with Ryu, with Gausman, with Manoah, with Pearson, you know, in Barrios, you know, I don't know that they want to spend that much and lock up that much long-term money for another starting pitcher. And so my sense is they'll probably go for the next Robbie Ray, finding somebody who they might, I think they need to add more pitching. I don't know if it'll be the impact. They've got to figure out what they're going to do at second base, what they're going to do at third base, and whether it'll be, because I think Biggio showed last year, he's really not a third baseman. He didn't look comfortable there. I know the injuries were a factor. Just never looked comfortable at third. But I think his left-handed bat should be in there somewhere. And I think they may, you know, I personally would love to see them go after a Seager or a Trevor Story. I don't think that's going to happen either. And so I think it's more of a Kyle Seager at third base, who's a, listen, a 30-homer guy in his career, you know, a little older now, but a really solid teammate. He's one of the leaders in Seattle for years, who could be a left-handed bat, play some third base. I prefer Espinal to be the super sub instead of a starter at third. And so I think they're going to probably spread some money around now to the rest of the field instead of going, you know, all their eggs in another big basket. But look, they're still going to be a very competitive team, and they're not losing a lot. I mean, Robbie Ray was great last year, and Gausman didn't pitch as well as Ray, but he's a really solid pitcher, and I think can handle, and he's pitched in the American League East before too, which is a nice bonus. So I do like him in the rotation.
In conversation with our MLB insider, Steve Phillips, the Toronto Blue Jays, in agreement with Kevin Gausman, formerly of the Giants, on a five-year deal worth $110 million. Now, see, that's just one of the big deals that was reported yesterday. Marcus Semien signing with the Texas Rangers, a seven-year deal worth $175 million. So that ends his tenure with the Toronto Blue Jays. You mentioned them trying to find a replacement at second base for him. When you saw the Semien deal come down, what was your reaction?
Well, I wasn't surprised at the annual average value, the the $25 million per year. I was just surprised at the 7 years, and that's where agents make their money. It's when a player's performance, you can pretty much line up how much dollars per year where the player falls in. Where the agent makes his money and does his work for the player is to get the extra years added on the deal. And I'm surprised, 31, that this went to a seven-year deal for a team that, look, Texas was going to have to overpay to get players because they weren't saying, hey, yeah, I think they've got a chance to win there. Semien's going there with the idea that maybe in the next 2 or 3 years they could start to turn things around and be more competitive. They're not that close. Now, there's talk that they may still be in on Story and or Seager. So we'll see. But, I'm not surprised Semien signed when he did. He heard an offer he didn't think he would get at 7 years. Scott Boras, picked him up as a client this offseason. And that's where Boras makes his money, as he gets those extra years in the deal. So a bit of a surprise, and it now makes you wonder whether Texas is still in for another infielder and what that does to set the market for where the other guys may end up going.
Yeah, no, it's a nice little Christmas gift that Marcus Semien received. And it all started when he hired Scott Boras. You knew what his intention was going to be. And look, Texas is a place with no state tax, so clearly he's maximized
right
on his earnings as well, too. Well, a lot of other activity around the major leagues yesterday, and there was a report late last night that Max Scherzer could potentially be ending up with the Mets. Can you confirm or at least give us an update on where the Max Scherzer bidding is right now with what team he's deciding on?
Yeah, it seems like it's the Angels and the Mets. And the Mets are at either 3 years or potentially 4 years at $42 million per year. So it's a pretty extraordinary deal for an extraordinary pitcher. And, it seemed all along like the West Coast was going to be the preference for Scherzer. He's from out there. He does have, they went to the Dodgers. He enjoyed that. The Giants, the Angels all seem to have some level of interest in him. But Scherzer did just build a house in Jupiter, Florida, which is just south of Port St. Lucie, Florida. And so there could be some tie-in there and some connection. And the Mets, it's really weird. So, the Mets lost out on Steven Matz.
Yeah.
And their plan B was Scherzer. So they lost out on the guy who got about $14 million a year to go for the guy who's going to make $42 million a year. I think that Steve Cohen's got to understand plan Bs are usually a step back, not right, two or three or four steps forward. But the Mets are in it, man. I mean, I tell you, they spent a ton of money over the weekend. They got Eduardo Escobar, who, oh, by the way, was, I think, the perfect fit for the Blue Jays. He, without Semien, Eduardo Escobar, switch hits, he plays second and third. He would have been a great fit for the Jays, but the Mets popped him early. I think two at about $20 million total. two times 10. Then they got Starling Marte, that free agent center fielder that can, you know, 45 stolen bases last year. Then the Mets got Mark Canna from Oakland, who had a really good season, 29 home runs last year, and played as a more regular player. And so the Mets are spending money. Their payroll is already over $200 million,
wow.
And they may add another 42. So Steve Cohen, the owner there, who listen, he has a $93 million sterling silver rabbit in his yard.
Same.
So, like, when you have, you have one of those, you can afford the $42 million. Remember, they're paying Robbie Cano. They've got Robbie Cano for two more years at $24 million per year.
Jeez.
After the PED, his second PED suspension. Yeah.
Is Robbie Cano even playing still?
What's that?
Is Robbie Cano even playing still?
Well, he was suspended all year last year for PEDs, and now he's coming back again with 2 years remaining on the deal. In a deal in which they gave up Jared Kelnick and is the main player going to Seattle, and Kelnick's going to be a big part of their team this year.
Wow, that's that rabbit you spoke of, man. I need to look up that story because that's fascinating to me. Quickly, I want to talk about what's going on at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 1st, where Major League Baseball's owners are expected to lock out the players. Now, if that does indeed happen, we all assume that to be the case. How crazy could the next 48 hours or so be, Steve, considering once the lockout begins, you can't sign a contract? So do you expect just a crazy number of signings and trades to go down in the next couple of days?
Yeah, I do. I think more free agent signings than anything else. And remember, I think today's probably the busy day because, you know, what you do with a player is you make an agreement pending a physical, and you got to get the physical done, too, before the player signs. So I think today is going to be the really crazy day because players will agree, then go to the physical tomorrow to get the deal done in time for the first. And so, yeah, I think the next 48 hours, we're going to hear all kinds of reports. Deals will finally get done after the physicals. You know, players who might normally sort of take a few days to get somewhere to give a physical will be rushing to turn their head and cough for doctors everywhere just so they can get that physical completed. But I do think that, it's going to be nuts. It's really going to be nuts. I think that we'll see Seager come off the board, Scherzer come off the board, potentially Correa come off the board. Baez, I think, remains to be seen a little bit. We saw the Buxton extension. We saw Sandy Alcantara's extension with the Marlins. I mean, here's the thing. I did a SportsCenter hit last night, and I wore a green tie because people are throwing money around. I figured that green was the appropriate tie to go with yesterday.
Nice.
Because everybody is spending money.
Well, yeah, wear the green suit today, not the tie.
Yeah, exactly. Pretend it's the Masters. That's what I would suggest. I'm looking at this inflatable bunny, 3 feet tall, stainless steel, $92 million? Or no, sorry, just $91
million.
That's Steve. Wow.
$91 million, yeah.
91, my bad.
Way,
Jeff Koons.
That's what we spent on Mike Piazza when I was Mets GM. We gave him a seven-year deal, one of the biggest deals in baseball. I think it was seven at 91 or $93 million. Who knew?
Piazza, times have changed.
Here's what you have. On one side, you can get Piazza. On the other side, you get the sterling silver bunny. So take your pick. What do you want?
It's close. Well, Jeff Koons, I mean, he makes some great sculptures. And whether or not they're worth $91 million, we'll see how it all plays out for
beauty
our man,
is in the
Steve
eye of the beholder, Aaron, mm-hmm. in art. Carlo
well
will tell you that. He's big into art. You know, he goes to museums all
cards,
the time.
Cards,
you know, beauty
I mean, the cards.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You've got to sort of look into the piece to really sort of understand the artist and what they're trying to accomplish.
I love Steve, it. one of my dumbest things I've ever spent money on in my life was I went to Vegas on a bachelor party and I walked into an art museum and I spent $10,000 on a painting.
Well,
don't
what?
Ask why.
Wait, first of all, why in the world, if you're in Vegas, are you going to an art museum? I mean, that's
exactly.
the first thing that I don't really understand.
Yeah.
And then buying art for $10,000.
Apparently, it had diamonds in it, and it was worth a lot. But,
apparently, you know, don't get it verified.
Well, it does. It does have diamonds.
Okay.
In it, but,
where is it right now?
No idea.
Okay. If I paid $10,000 or something, I would probably know where it is. But that's why you played 14 years in the NHL. Steve, thank you very much for doing this. I imagine you'll be a very, very busy man, very busy analyst on TSN.ca, TSN Radio, everywhere TSN in the next 48 hours or so. So thank you for taking the time.
You bet. My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
See you, Steve.
All right. That is our baseball insider, baseball analyst, Steve Phillips. Man, it's going to be crazy in Major League Baseball the next couple of days because they want to get those deals in. It is indeed free agent frenzy, which is, you know, it's the old adage, right? Deadline spur action, and there's a deadline. It's December 1st at 11:59 p.m., and Steve intimated that the whole physical thing is another deadline. They got to get it done today because they got to get wherever they need to go and get their physical so they can have that contract signed off on. So you're going to see Scherzer and Kershaw and Seager and all these big-name, Robbie Ray, big-name free agents, perhaps sign new deals today. So it should be a crazy day in Major League Baseball. But, man, that's not the only story going on in the sports world. We're talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have won 14 of their last 16 games, sweeping the California trip. And the Toronto Raptors, not as exciting as far as the news cycle goes. A couple of losses in a row and some injury concerns to boot. So we'll fill you in on the Raptor story next on First Up.